Republican state lawmakers have committed to come up with an agreement to close the health insurance coverage gap for the poor in Utah this year. But House Speaker Greg Hughes says a deal on Medicaid expansion rides on the Obama administration's willingness to compromise. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Reflecting back on this year's legislative session, Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes says he's proud of the progress made on big issues like religious liberties and anti-discrimination, transportation funding, and criminal justice reform. Issues, he says, which required lawmakers to work together and make tough compromises. But there was one major issue left unresolved.
Medicaid expansion became the outlier in this session where we could not get to that common ground.
The governor's plan to extend health insurance to those up to 138% of the poverty level never gained enough support by House Republicans during the session. A proposal by the House to provide limited coverage to fewer people did not have support in the Senate. Hughes has committed, along with the governor and other legislative leaders, to find a solution by the end of July this year. But Hughes says the critical partner in reaching a deal is the federal government.
We think it's important if the state of Utah is going to expand into this space and really start a new federal entitlement program where we're providing this health care for more people, the state has to know what it's getting into with some reason.
Hughes wants a cap on the cost to the state of an expanded Medicaid program, or a limit to the number of people served. He says to come to a deal, he needs certainty.
If we get it wrong, if the population that we are going to provide this health care for is much bigger than we're budgeting for, or the cost of the health care is much more, what in a state where you balance the budget are you willing to give up? You've got to get these things right, because when you don't, someone or something suffers from that, because you've got to balance the budget.
This kind of cap would require approval from the Obama administration, which Hughes says they have so far not been willing to give. But Hughes believes the feds might be willing to compromise if they want to count Utah as one of the states that expands Medicaid. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.